This whole lawsuit has revolved around Wisconsin's voter registration database. Every state's required to have one, and they're supposed to use it to check a voter's registration against driver's license and Social Security databases. Judge Marianne Sumi ruled yesterday that it's up to states to decide how to maintain the list, but that there's nothing in state or federal law that requires one database to match the others in order for a person to vote. That's been the position all along of the Government Accountability Board and the board's attorney, Lester Pines.
This is an absolute vindication of the position of the board, and it should stand up very well in any court. And what it stands for is this, that the Government Accountability Board, made up of six retired judges, knows what it's doing.
Judge Sumi also ruled that neither the state Republican Party nor the Attorney General had the legal standing to bring this case. Republican Party Chair Reince Priebus took issue with that contention. Priebus said the judge's decision was clear. The only question is whether it's correct.
State law says that the state of Wisconsin has to maintain this voting list. Well, what does maintaining a voting list mean if it doesn't require the Government Accountability Board to make sure that the information on the list is accurate?
Priebus said the party would consider its legal options. Van Hollen's office said it would try a direct appeal to the state Supreme Court. As it stands after yesterday's decision, the state will continue to use its database to check voters who register between now and Election Day. But it won't bump someone from the voting rolls just because their information on one database doesn't match another. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.